Well, it's starting to feel like it's an intentional series of distractions is what it feels like. You know, they spent a week looking in one place. Oops, that's the wrong place. And then they shifted to another because of evidence. And then that's the wrong place. So they shifted again. And at the end of this prior shift, the government was so certain that they had the right location that they made a pronouncement that the flight was down and everybody was dead. But now they've got new evidence. So apparently the old evidence wasn't correct. So they must have to withdraw that original statement because they can't be certain anymore. So now there's a new place. You know, it's just like a magician playing tricks on the audience.
That must be incredibly difficult for you emotionally.
It's frustrating. I think we are all being hoodwinked at this point. And, you know, if they end up coming up with real wreckage of the plane, then I'll take my words back. Because it is possible that I'm just at a frustration point that I'm no longer being rational. But it just seems ridiculous that a flight that size could have evaded all scrutiny in today's world.
So, Sarah, at this point, what do you think has happened? Do you believe perhaps that Philip could still be alive?
I do believe he could still be alive because there's actually no evidence that points to a crash. You know, if every crime requires intent and requires motive and means, so they have the means of the plane, we don't know the intent, but if you're going to go to all the trouble to take an airplane filled with relatively valuable people. I mean, there were 30 defense contracting engineers with very unique skill sets on that flight. It would have been a valuable prize for a country looking to gain advantage in military weaponry, right? So there would be a lot of motivation to get a hold of that flight. I see no motivation for somebody to have just crashed it.
Sarah, you must also know that there are so many conspiracy theories out there because the entire world wants to know what happened to this flight. Do you find yourself following every single theory, or just to get through the days, do you just focus on yourself and your process?
Actually, I don't much follow the news because it would be just an agonizing cycle. But through the website that we have launched on Facebook, it's called Finding Philip Wood. We've had a number of experts in the industry reach out to us. You know, former pilots, people with military or security types of experience. I've had access to a large number of experts through my contacts in the media. And without reservation, all of them believe that this flight has been taken, not crashed. And so I don't understand why all of the government efforts are only looking in the water. So if they're ignoring the thing right in front of their face, it must be on purpose. So I can only believe that this is just one giant distraction while something else is happening behind the scenes.
And have you raised these concerns with the Malaysian authorities, the Chinese authorities as well?
I have absolutely no contact with any authorities, Malaysian, Chinese, or up until yesterday, actually, I had no contact with the American authorities either. I mean, I'm one civilian individual. I am no expert in espionage or world politics. But I'm just using common sense, and I'm looking at the vast majority of what all people feel with common sense and intuition seems to have happened in this case. And most people feel that the governments are misleading us.